Leading the news this morning, Indonesia's government and military are closing ranks against Australia's policy to turn back asylum seeker boats. President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono is making it clear his opposition to the policy hasn't changed. It follows reports the country's military chief supports the boat turnbacks. But General Muldoko says his words were twisted. A faulty engine has forced an Air New Zealand plane to make an emergency landing at Melbourne Airport. The Airbus A320 with more than 150 people on board had just taken off last night when it had to turn back. Engineers are now investigating. The Pacific nation of Tonga is bracing for a powerful cyclone that is forecast to bring hurricane-force winds. Residents in the Northern Islands are being urged to take shelter and stock up on water, food and batteries. The Category 4 storm is expected to hit Tonga later today or tonight. A powerful suicide bomb has killed a prominent anti-terrorism official and three other officers in Pakistan's biggest city, Karachi. Chaudhry Aslam Khan was the head of the city's anti-terror operations and famed for his work tackling militants. He had survived several previous attempts on his life. A massive car bomb has killed at least 18 people in Syria. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the blast went off near a school in the village of Al-Kafat in the central Syrian province of Hama. Many of the casualties were women and children.